It's Melanie Taylor, Sunday Magazine. Thank you all for joining us. And I'm honored this morning once again to be talking to Haley Jamison, the founder and president of Clear Thoughts Foundation. Good morning, Haley.
Good morning, Melanie.
So before we get into exactly what Clear Thoughts Foundation is, and I know, and of course, born and raised in southwestern Pennsylvania, I love finding out more and more about charity events and 501c3s and nonprofits. And this is something that's very, very near and dear to you. And I've actually been and helped MC an event with Bubba at CTF in the South Side. But before we get to all of those nuts and bolts, I want to get your backstory, Haley, on how this affected you personally with your father and the development of CTF and when that started. So go ahead.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, Melanie, I want to thank you and Bubba so much again for your support over the years. It's been amazing. It's really been a blessing overall to work with folks like yourself and so many folks that have been affected by dementia. But as you mentioned, I too have unfortunately been affected. My whole family was back in the mid-2000s. It actually started approximately 2002 or so. Long story short, because most folks have a long story about dementia as well as we do, excuse me, also. But in a nutshell, we started to notice some changes within my father, who at that point was only in his late 50s, early 60s. And as the story typically goes, it took a number of years to get proper diagnosis. But in a nutshell, at age 65, he was diagnosed with FTD, which is a form of dementia by the name of frontal temporal dementia. Sadly, there are hundreds of forms of dementia. But again, my father had FTD, and my brother and I, and of course my mother, we were just all devastated by the news and subsequently devastated by the lack of options available to address the disease, to address the problems caused by the disease, let alone to stop the progression of the disease.
And your father did pass away in 2013, correct?
He did, yes, Christmas Day. He lived the textbook standard 7 years, and I can't begin to tell you how horrific those 7 years were. And it was really a longer battle than 7 years because, as I mentioned, it took several years, which is often the case, to get proper diagnosis as well. So it was probably about a 10-year process, and it was just a horrific experience that nobody should have to go through.
No, and it's for the caretakers and the family, this disease is so hard on you all. And I know I asked this when we did the interview last year and even in person, but for someone listening that is either knee deep in this or just finding somebody within their family or friends that may have been diagnosed, you have to explain to me because, quite frankly, it is very confusing. Like dementia and Alzheimer's, and what is that envelope and umbrella? Like you always call it the umbrella. So explain exactly the difference.
Sure. And I like to preface these conversations in case anybody's listening who's actually scientific or medically.
Yes, yes.
I do not have such a background. Just a passionate daughter trying to make a difference.
Right. Which is sometimes even better. So.
Right, there you go. So with that said, really dementia, you know, as you said, is an umbrella of many different diseases, neurological diseases that affect one's mind. As I mentioned, my dad had FTD. Obviously, Alzheimer's is the most common and most popular form, but that is one form of dementia. There are literally, I believe, hundreds of forms of dementia. Lewy body is one that has gotten more press lately due to some celebrities that have passed from it. But there are again, various forms of dementia. As I tell people, they all manifest themselves slightly differently, but they're all equally horrific.
Unbelievable. We're talking this morning to the founder and president of the Clear Thoughts Foundation. The website is clearthoughtsfoundation.org. We're talking with Haley Jamison. This is Sunday Magazine. I'm Melanie Taylor. And Haley gave me some great notes off the air that I reviewed before we talked. And this statistic, literally, when I say took the breath for me, it did. The statistic last year has changed now from this year. It's gotten worse. A person is diagnosed every 3 seconds. Last year was every 4 seconds. This year, every 3 seconds with a form of dementia. That is overwhelming.
It is a staggering statistic. And really, you know, obviously, in a nutshell, what the foundation is all about is raising money, right, to find a cure. And mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll get to talk more about that. But one of the areas that I'm also passionate about outside of raising money is educating people to those statistics. As you said, Mel, they're staggering numbers.
Yeah.
And I don't think people quite realize how many people worldwide are affected by it, right? And I think also people have a lot of sort of negative connotations and myths behind it, that it only happens to people's great-great-great-grandmothers and that type of thing. And unfortunately, it's happening to younger and younger folks, and it doesn't discriminate. It doesn't look at a certain race or religion or right. sex or age. It's sadly across the board. And it, right now, it's the top 10, it's within the top 10 leading causes of death. And it's the only one right now that cannot be currently cured, prevented, or even slowed down the progress of it.
This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Talking with the founder and president of Clear Thoughts Foundation this morning, Haley Jameson. It's Sunday Magazine. It's Melanie Taylor. Okay, Clear Thoughts Foundation. Someone's listening and they're like, what the heck is Clear Thoughts Foundation? And I'm going to give you the guiding creed that you gave me. Talk about the creed and then talk about exactly what Clear Thoughts Foundation is, Haley. But your guiding creed, which I absolutely love, is funding is our barrier, awareness is our opportunity, research is our salvation, and time is our enemy. You are our hope. I think that is so poignant. It just is absolutely amazing. So talk about that creed and then tie in, of course, either way you want to do it, what exactly Clear Thoughts Foundation is.
Absolutely. As you said, Melanie, the creed summarizes what we're all about. Our overall mission is, of course, to raise funds, to get those funds in the hands of scientists that can one day, hopefully in the near future, find a cure. And I know, again, for those medical folks that are not that are listening, I know that that's not a word that is used too often because everybody hesitates to use the word cure, but that's what we're aiming for. I know it's a very lofty goal. So in summary, Clear Thoughts is a 501(c), as you said, founded right here in Pittsburgh in 2010. And it's founded by myself, my brother, and a dear friend who had all been personally affected by dementia and all frustrated with the available options on the market today. It is a drastically and devastatingly underfunded disease. As being one of the leading causes of death worldwide, the amount of funding that's given to it right now is not proportionate to the other leading causes of death, such as cancer, et cetera. Obviously, they're all very worthy causes, without a doubt. But the funding is not proportionate to the number of folks affected by it. So we hope through our hard work and through our fundraising efforts that we can make a dent in increasing that number of dollars that's given to scientists. The cure and possibilities are out there. They're just underfunded right now. So we work tirelessly every day to raise money to get that money into the hands of the scientists.
Unbelievable. So not only, you know, you're trying to find, you know, give money, I mean, to this wonderful CTF, but you're also trying to find a cure. And I know you feel like it's lofty, but why not? Why not be that catalyst and try to find a cure? I mean, it affects how many thousands and thousands of people, and it's just growing every single year.
Absolutely. And I always tell people when they say, hey, you know, that's quite a lofty goal, I say exactly what you just said. Why not, right? I mean, if you look in the past, one day I'm sure folks were sitting around saying, oh, polio will never be able to cure it. And now it's pretty much a disease of the past.
Right.
So I always say that, you know, my greatest dream would be that CTF is put out of business, right?
Right.
And that's so true, right? I mean, the idea of not having to raise funds to find a cure is a dream that I hope I can see in my lifetime or at least in my children's lifetime.
Exactly. We're talking this morning. I am Melanie Taylor. This is Sunday Magazine. We're talking this morning to the founder and president, Haley Jameson of Clear Thoughts Foundation. CTF is a 501(c)(3) not-for-profit foundation founded in Pittsburgh. So we're what, celebrating 8 years now, Haley?
Yes, which is hard to believe, but yes, 8 years. It obviously took a couple of years to sort of get it going, but it's been a good five or six years now where we've been moving full steam ahead and very proud of where we are. We have a board of over 17 people right now, over 3,000 folks that are part of our database, meaning that regularly give to CTF and attend events and support us throughout the year through various fundraising efforts.
That's amazing. I wanted to tell you and ask you to talk a little bit about the board members and the emeritus and the scientific advisor and talk about them. And you have volunteers and the part-time operation staff.
We do, yes. So as I mentioned, right now we are at 17 for our board. So that's comprised of the founding board members, which as I mentioned is myself, my brother, who is very active and instrumental in what we do here at CTF. He's an attorney in town and a dear friend of mine who also has personal relations with dementia. In fact, she to this day is a caregiver for her mother who's struggling with dementia. So that the three founders, and then we've over the years been able to recruit and attract a number of just outstanding new board members as well as board advisors. And then in addition to that, we have our scientific advisors, and then we also have a board member emeritus. So we have a great active board. And sadly, I'm very honored to say that everybody's passionate about the cause because they've been touched by it. But it's also very sad that as a board of 17, there's not one person on that board that has not been touched by dementia. But that's pretty much, in my opinion, the case wherever you go.
Right.
If you go out to eat at a restaurant, if you look around, 90% of those folks have been touched by dementia.
Wow.
So back to our board. So yes, we're all volunteers on the board. We do have one part-time employee who's on the operations side, and very happy to have him on board this year as well. And then on top of the board members and the scientific advisors and the operations staff, which again is just one part-time person, we have just an amazing team of volunteers that help us throughout the year at various events. As I mentioned, our database is over 3,000 folks, and in the database meaning folks that, again, regularly attend and support CTF. So the outpouring of folks that have gotten involved over the years is nothing short of amazing. I'm very honored to be part of such a passionate group of folks that are working hard to make a difference. And each year we add to what we do. I mean, this year we had 8 different fundraising events.
So that's right, Haley. So talking about fundraisers, now we've gone through a few already this year. So can we look at the upcoming ones? Let's look at the November and the December big events that you have with CTF.
Yes, absolutely. Always happy to talk about those. So the November event is by far our biggest event of the year, and it is our annual Roll for a Reason Gala. And as you know, Melanie, as you mentioned, you and Bubba have been involved for a number of years, which we are so grateful for. It is, simply said, a great time. I tell people a great time for an even greater cause.
Yep, it's so true. Give the background a little bit of what it is and how people can get involved. And can people still come to the event in November?
Absolutely. It is Saturday, November 17th this year. It is at Jay Verno Studio, which is on the south side. And I also tell people this, if you've never been to Jay Verno, that's reason alone to come. It's truly one of Pittsburgh's best kept secrets as far as venues, in my opinion. It is a breathtaking venue. You feel as if you're walking into a club in New York City. I think so, at least. I don't know. You think so?
Oh, my goodness. The first time I was there, I was like, where am I? This is amazing. It is. It's amazing.
Yes, for sure. Now, I have to warn people, if you haven't been there, when you pull up, you're going to think of this radio interview and be like, I'm not so sure about this. But as soon as you open the doors, you'll agree.
Oh, most definitely. You feel like you're somewhere in New York City or L.A.
Yeah, exactly. The outside is deceiving, for sure. But so it's Saturday, November 17th. Doors open at 6 p.m. This is our fourth year. And in a nutshell, it is a Monte Carlo casino type of evening where we have entertainment and gaming, which includes poker, blackjack, craps, roulette slots, one-of-a-kind silent auction items, live auction items, Chinese auction items, as well as celebrity dealers. And, of course, as we mentioned, our very own Bubba as the MC, or I should say your very own Bubba as the MC. so we're excited to have Bubba back and hopefully you back. And it is just truly an amazing evening. Again, games, entertainment, food, libations
right
throughout the evening. I think that's the politically correct way to put it, right?
I like it. I like it a lot. We're talking this morning to the founder and president of Clear Thoughts Foundation, Haley Jamison. This is Sunday Magazine. I'm Melanie Taylor, and the website is super easy, clearthoughtsfoundation.org, clearthoughtsfoundation.org. Talk a little bit about the Ugly Christmas Sweater Party, which is Friday, December 7th, too, and you're involved with that with us.
Yes, we are. As of course you know, Melanie, it is a fantastic event, and you have your own charities, which is wonderful. Again, all good causes. And then Bubba has selected CTF to once again be his charity of choice. And you can certainly add to this, but I think the best way to explain it would be a really fun party with really ugly Christmas sweaters, right?
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah, so this will be the second year that you and Bubba have put it on, and we just had a fantastic time last year, and we're so appreciative to be involved, and of course, equally appreciative to be invited back as a beneficiary this year, and it is Friday, December 7th, from what I understand.
Yeah, that's perfect. All right, talk a little bit this morning. We're talking with the founder and president, Haley Jamison of Clear Thoughts Foundation. If somebody, a big corporation's listening right now, Haley, or somebody just really wants to engulf themselves in CTF, how would they go about doing that? And are you, do you take donations, financial donations, and do you always look for volunteers?
Yes and yes. 100% yes to both of those. Probably the most convenient way to donate is right through our website, which, as you said, is clearfoxfoundation.org. And certainly getting involved this time of year with our gala is an ideal time, because you get to see the entire board, the majority of our volunteers, and you really get a flair for the passion behind what we do every day. We are certainly still welcoming corporate sponsors for our event. Right now we have probably a dozen or so sponsors lined up right now. We're hoping to have maybe 36 by the time the gala rolls around. We certainly would like to thank UPMC as one of our gold sponsors. And again, we have quite a few bronze sponsors right now, but there's different sponsorship packages available. You can read about those on our website. But even outside of the gala, we do, of course, welcome and encourage donations throughout the year. Certainly a way to give too is in honor or in memory of a loved one who perhaps is currently struggling or have passed from dementia. And again, that's of course available year round. We welcome volunteers year round. We welcome volunteers for our gala. So feel free to go to the website. You can get all the information right there. Reach out to us. We'd love to have you involved as a sponsor, as an individual contributor, as a volunteer. All of the above, ideally.
Yeah, everything, right? Everything. Yeah, and that website, absolutely. And that website again is clearthoughtsfoundation.org. It's Melanie Taylor. This is Sunday Magazine, talking to the founder and president of Clear Thoughts Foundation, Haley Jamison. Haley, so talk about how the money and where the money goes to.
Absolutely. So as we have discussed in the past, and we're still working on this two-tier mission, if you recall talking about that in the past. So mm-hmm. It was back in 2015, I believe, which is when we created the two-tier initiative is the best way to put it. Yeah. So the tier one initiative would be to raise $1 million, which is the very minimal that is needed to take a drug through clinical trials and that type of thing. So we're getting, you know, obviously each year, each month, each day, we get closer to that $1 million goal. But in addition to that, while we're raising the money to reach the $1 million goal, we wanted to be able to put money in action on an annual basis. So we have created a much smaller annual grant, up to $50,000, for a scientist or university individual, whomever is in need of bridge money, as we call it, just to get from point A to point B. So we actually just closed our grant application process for this year. So our scientific advisors will be reviewing those grants, and we will be announcing our winner at the gala this coming November, you know, in 2 months. Very proud to say that the last 2 years it has been awarded to a local organization that goes by the acronym PIND.
Which yes, talk about that, yes.
Yeah, PIND is amazing. That's another Pittsburgh's best kept secret, sadly. I wish it was not.
But right.
PIND, the acronym PIND, stands for Pittsburgh Institute for Neurodegenerative Diseases. And they're right here in Pittsburgh, in Oakland. It is an amazing research facility where they're working on cutting edge research, and the scientists are world renowned. And truly, so many folks here in Pittsburgh, to be honest, Mel, including myself, prior to getting involved with them when they were a grant applicant 2 years ago, we're not familiar with them. And not only do they work on dementia, but they work on all neurodegenerative diseases. So whether it's Parkinson's, ALS, Lou Gehrig's, whatnot, the idea is that their scientists work in an open collaborative environment, and that one scientist's discovery could help another scientist's discovery.
I mean, it's just amazing what is at our fingertips here in and around the city that we just don't know about.
Absolutely. Again, as I said, I personally didn't even know of it until they had applied. And they have been our award recipient the last 2 years, which has been wonderful, because the grant back in 2016 then was able to be extended because they were the award recipient last year as well. So Amantha Salia is the scientist that is working on behalf of the Clear Thoughts funding. And she is, again, world-renowned in dementia research, and she's been able to continue her work for the second year due to the CTF grant which of course is all possible by our very generous donors.
Wow, this is absolutely amazing. We're talking this morning to the founder and president. We're going to be wrapping things up here shortly. Haley Jameson is her name. And the website for Clear Thoughts Foundation is simple. It's clearthoughtsfoundation.org. This is Sunday Magazine. This is Melanie Taylor. And you know what? Someone's just tuning in right now, Haley. Once again, can you describe to them what exactly Clear Thoughts Foundation is?
Absolutely. It is a nonprofit foundation founded right here in Pittsburgh back in 2010 with a laser-focused mission of raising funds to find a cure for dementia.
And that's great to know. And you give the guiding creed and explain that a little bit, your guiding creed.
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, Melanie, it summarizes really, I think, the core of what we do and what we believe in and the passion that all of us at Clear Thoughts have behind what we do every day. So it reads as follows. Funding is our barrier. Awareness is our opportunity. Research is our salvation. Time is our enemy. And you are our hope. And truly what that says in a nutshell is that I'm a big believer that a group of passionate people working together can make a difference, right?
Right.
We often quote the Mother Teresa quote that small things can be done. In fact, here, let me quote it correctly.
I love it. I love this. Yes.
We can do no great things, only small things with great love. So I truly believe that with enough of us and enough of the love that surrounds all of us and the passion that we have for trying to make a difference in this disease, we can make a dent in this ugly disease and make a difference. It's ironic that we do this interview every time, the same time every year, Mel. As you may recall, we celebrate my mother's birthday this week as well. And she has a wonderful life, but it is a life that she should be sharing with my father, who was an active, brilliant, wonderful man. And it's just not right to lose people. I often describe dementia, too, as, you know, you don't physically lose them for many years, but you unfortunately, due to the nature of the disease, you lose them long before their body actually passes.
It's so
people
true.
Comment, right, absolutely. People comment on how devastating it is that my father passed on Christmas Day, but really, as I tell people, he passed long before Christmas Day, and at that point, it was a blessing because it is such a horrific disease, and folks that live out such a long time with dementia. Unfortunately, many of them, including our own father, would not have wanted to remain on this earth in the state that he was. It is just a horrific disease that robs you of your dignities and your memories and your ability to love and to enjoy life. So that was probably a longer answer than you wanted, but our guiding creed just states that, hey, if we all work together, and we put in the time and we raise the money, that we can make a difference.
100% right. Talking this morning to Haley Jameson, the founder and president of Clear Thoughts Foundation. The website is clearthoughtsfoundation.org. It's Melanie Taylor, Sunday Magazine. Let's wrap it up with another reminder of the fourth year for the Roll for a Reason Gala. Give everybody the specifics on that coming up in November, Haley.
Absolutely. Saturday, November 17th at Southside. Doors open at 6 p.m., again, just an amazing evening full of great auction items, entertainment, gaming, prizes, wonderful food, open bar, all of this, including valet parking for $150. Tickets are on sale now at clearthoughtsfoundation.org. However, I do want to point out, we're trying something new this year, Mel. We're trying to get folks to buy them a little bit earlier. So they will remain $150, which is what they have been the last several years, until October 17th, which is 1 month prior to the event, and then they increase to $175.
So okay. Now. Yeah. So that's a great deal if you think about it, you know?
Oh, absolutely. There's very few places you can go out as a couple for $300 and have valet parking, all the food you want, all the drink you want, entertainment, games, and a take-home gift.
Yeah, you can't, I hate to say it, but it's for a great cause, but it is a great date night. It really is, whether you do it with a bunch of girlfriends or you do it with your significant other, it's really a great date night.
Absolutely, and it's also a great way, as we tell people too, to entertain clients or customers.
Ooh, that's really good. That's a really, absolutely, really great idea. Well, Haley, once again, it has been nothing but a pleasure to talk to you this morning. Once again, it's clearthoughtsfoundation.com. org, the founder and president, Haley Jamison. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Haley.
Melanie, thank you so much to you, Bubba, and the entire station for your unbelievable support. Can't thank you enough.
Thank you for listening to Sunday Magazine, a public affairs program on CBS Radio Pittsburgh. Join us next Sunday morning right here on 100.7 Star.